Good evening, all. And in the Sikh traditional manner, I would greet everybody with Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh. In talking about, when I was given the topic to talk about the sacred word, and I googled the Oxbridge dictionaries, and it didn't show up. Nothing relating to the sacred word directed me to check out on the two words separately, word and sacred. Now, word, as we all know, is a unit of language which means something, is a name for something. So straightforward. Sacred, it had a few facts to note. It's usually related to God, has some divinity, it's sacrosanct, and very important. But like I said, I couldn't see what actually is a sacred word. So I dwelled into it, and Guru Gobind Singh Ji, I think, offers a classic definition to it. Sacred word, we could say, is Gurbani, the Shabad. And sacred word is something that actually makes the divinity within an individual come out. We are inherently created by God with divinity within. It's like a fire within the wood, the butter within the milk. And the fire to light requires an ignition source, a spark, and that's when the wood can start burning, but nevertheless the fire is inherent within it. So the human body has divinity inherent within. What it needs is a spark to trigger that, to proliferate and come out. And that spark is the sacred word. And I think it's not so much unique to Sikhi. I use the word Sikhi. I am of this belief that wrongly in Western languages, the religion of Sikhi or the path of practicing the Sikh religion, I term it as Sikhi, and I think it's a mistake to call it an ism. So this practice of actually calling it Sikhism, I think should be kind of re-examined. And practicing the Sikh religion is actually Sikhi. So I will constantly refer to the religion of the Sikhs as Sikhi. Yeah? Now, in terms of, so if you say the sacred word is what brings forth the divinity within an individual, and in fact, as Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, that we are all born, manas ki jaat ek pehchanwo. So everyone is born with this divinity within. What clouds it, the Sikhi religion propagates, Guru Nanak's philosophy, is that man, our mind, creates these veils, layers of veils, that actually separate us from that divinity within us. So the Guru Shabad, Gurbani, is what awakens, is trying to reach, dwell deep within. The classic expressions, if you look at it as single words, is Waheguru. That is a sacred word. Ik Onkar, that is a sacred word. Now, definition-wise, how is it that this actually brings forth that divine seed? So the seed is already within us, the divine seed. Just like any seed we see for a plant, it's buried into the ground. Nobody tells that seed you're going to grow up into a rose plant. Nobody informs the seed or has to coach that seed that you are going to become a maple tree or an oak tree. The seed is already planted with this information. You could scientifically say that is the DNA, the genetic structure. The program is already set in within the seed. So it is with all human beings, that the seed is already set in. What it needs is for something to spark it off. Just as the seed needs to be buried in the ground, it needs water to be poured in, it needs to be cultivated and has to grow into the plant that eventually proliferates the fruits, the fruits of the labor. So it is with the individual in terms of practicing the sacred word, the Shabbat, in trying to get into tune with your inner vibrations. Ik Oankar, it's an extension taking you beyond the ancient religions of India, which kind of focused on the sound Om. What Guru Nanak Dev Ji has said, that is the sound of creation which is prevalent within the cosmos. But we are talking about the creator of that sound. And he has used the symbol Ik Onkar to define that supreme entity that is the creation source of all the cosmos and everything within it. And the beauty of the Sikh religion is that that creator is imbued within that creation, is very much part and parcel of the creation. The two forms of Akal Purakh, the Nirgun, when he existed in a state of pure meditation, when there was no material existence. And then for some reason, Akal Purakh decided to be. And that's scientifically, people call it the Big Bang. That is the emission of the sound Om that created the whole of the cosmos. So Guru Nanak is talking about Ik Oankar, the symbol numerically, so that you cannot dispute. If you write it in language, you can dispute what it is. But because it is put down as a figure, there is no dispute. As they say, mathematics is the purest of languages. You cannot misinterpret within mathematics. Although mathematicians will tell you you can do it. 1 plus 1, for example, can be proved to be equal to 0. In fact, philosophically, I can say that is true. Because when you talk about jyoti jyot ralgai, you have one drop of water, you add it to another, you don't end up with two, you still end up with one drop. It merges. And that is the awakening of that spirit within us, that when that inner soul, the divine within us, is merged with the supreme soul, that is the jyoti jyot ralgai. Yeah? So we're going. And Guru Gobind Singh, classically, he's been tested, as Professor explained throughout his life, a character, a personality, that in the annals of history, I think there is no equivalent to the personality and the achievements of Guru Gobind Singh. But yet the humiliation to say there are countless hundreds of thousands people like me roaming the surface of the earth, but it is for my Khalsa, my Sikhs, that I am actually, you know, elevated to the state of the Guru. But I am the servant of God, come to see the divine play of God, the Jagat Tamasha. And he's ordained with a specific mission to come and accomplish the upliftment of the downtrodden, the upliftment of Dharma. And he says, nothing will he allow to stand in the process of him protecting Dharma and actually propagating it. So Dharma, I think, again, part of this language, sort of cross-language interpretations, is not really religion. Dharma is righteousness, the right way of living a human existence. And that every religion, as the Guru said, has that message within it. The idea is to be true to yourself and actually practice the true message within the religion. How are we doing for time? 5 minutes. Okay. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji actually endorsed, dictated the whole of the Posi Guru Granth Sahib and then endorsed it that this is the sacred word. So the Waheguru term, the Ik Onkar, the whole expansion is in the Guru Granth Sahib. If you want to, because it's difficult for some people depending on your state of spiritual elevation as to where you kind of plug in to that spark and begin to draw the energy from it. So the whole of the Guru Granth Sahib is actually a key. If you look at it, it's an explanation of what you need to do, how you need to connect to the divine supreme being. And that is the revelation. Now, effectively, words have vibrations. For those of you who are familiar, those who are not can Google it. Dr. Emoto, Japanese scientist, did some experiments. He's not with us anymore, but going back the last 50 odd years, there were experiments he conducted on water. And what he did was attach some labels using certain words that were positive and certain words that were negative to study the effect they had on the water structure. And when he froze those water crystals and studied them under the microscope, for words that were positive, loving, for instance, love, you know, gratitude, spiritual, the water structure was very symmetric, was very beautiful to look at. Words that were very negative in effect, things like hatred, you know, ugly. And these are just labels attached to those water samples, the containers of those water samples. And the structure, the molecular structure of this water was completely destroyed. It was very ugly to look at. And we're also told that's nearly 75% of our own structure is fluid. So you can see the words that we speak, the thoughts that we have, the effect it has within your own structure. And this is what the sacred word is. It's that word, the vibrations it creates, and the effect it has on your own structure, your body makeup, is what tunes you to your own divinity within. So that, in effect, what a classic demonstration of that when the Guru created the Khalsa Panth, reciting the Panchbaniya, the sacred words, on this water and stirring it with the Khanda. And see the vibrational effect of that Gurbani and what that water was capable of creating, the Khalsa Panth. And just like the Guru, totally fearless, devoid of hate. So it brings back us to the Mool Mantra, the sacred word that starts off at the Guru Granth Sahib. Ik Onkar Sat Naam Karta Purakh Nirbhau Nirvair Akal Murat Ajuni Sahibun Gur Prasad. So nirpo, nirvair, devoid of fear, devoid of enmity. And that's what the creation of the Khalsa is. And Guru Gobind Singh reminded that he's only the instrument in the creation of the Khalsa. And Bachitra Natak, he tells us that he bowed down to the Akal Purukh and said that this task can only be performed if Akal Purukh is actually there assisting in the process. Otherwise, Guru Gobind Singh will not be capable of doing it. And that's why when he created the Khalsa with the assistance of Akal Purukh, he termed it Khalsa is Akal Purukh's forge. Yeah? It's the creation of Akal Purukh. It's not really him performing. He used the sacred word and going through the instrumental, the materialistic transformation of that water structure and shown us what the effect of that sacred word, the Gurbani, can have for us. So don't be under any illusion what Gurbani and reciting and actually living with Gurbani, what effect it can have within our divinity. So that to me, I think. It's time to conclude. In the end, the Gurbani says, Guru Gobind Singh Ji then has gone ahead, written his own spiritual poems, where he is in complete awe. You know, Waheguru, it's an awe-inspiring term. Wahe, wow. You know, the whole of creation is really a miracle. So Waheguru is wow, Guru. And Guru, as you all know, is a teacher, an enlightener, a spiritual enlightener, one who dispels your ignorance and enlightens you. So wow, Guru. Everything you look, and Guru Gobind Singh's whole life, no matter what he went through, will always wow, Guru. A complete gratitude and a complete submission to the divine will, divine hukam. And he didn't. And it is that sacred word that gave him the power. He then installed that power through the sacred word, the Gurbani, into the Khalsa, and actually had the humility and the humbleness to bow down in front of the Khalsa and say, please infuse me with this same power so I can be parallel with you. But that tradition of Appe Guru, Appe Chela actually was started by Guru Nanak. So sometimes we mistake that to be unique to Guru Gobind Singh. The light, the jyot, it is explained again and again, it's the same jyot, that spiritual light from Guru Nanak to the 10th Guru, and the jyot has been now assimilated into the Guru Granth Sahib, the Shabad. While they say physically we are all going to go to an end, but the Shabad is ever living. Our historical records, everything is transmitted through the word. So the word is eternal, and that is what the sacred word is. Thank you.